family. I'm so happy to announce the launch of my brand new premium podcast. It's called Ideas That Matter Plus. This is an exciting new development that we've been working on for some time. This after seeing a lot of you request coming through saying thank you for what we've done and wanting more. Ideas That Matter Plus is a more targeted podcast that focuses on business strategies and more high-level thinking to help highly ambitious entrepreneurs, SMEs, business owners and founders, even the CEOs of big business. It only costs 450 Rand per month and will be coming in, but I mean coming in hot. So, subscribe now to Ideas That Matter Plus, now available on Spotify or Apple Podcast Store. Sayonara.
Hello, Vusi Themba Kwayo. My name is Praise Mutamba. I'm Zimbabwean, but right now I am in Cleveland, Ohio, America, and I go to college there. So yeah, I've been a fan of the VT podcast since its inception, and I've been following it. And I personally found out about you before the podcast because I apparently hold role models or figures like Mr. Strive Masiwa, Mr. Nigel Chenakira, and I have huge prospects in banking, investment banking, private equity or venture capital. I don't know where it takes me. So right now I'm pursuing my finance major with a minor in e-com, and it's been going good so far. But I wanted to know, as someone who's at the start of their career in that regard, how do you go about to plot steps of a successful career, like right at the start of it? Right now I'm in college, I'm getting my bachelor's, and I'm curious, where then do I go? Do I come back home? Do I stay here and try to salvage opportunity? I'm not quite sure.
It's time to take your seat at the table. Find out how with Vusi Themba Kwayo as we discuss ideas that matter, a catalyst for bold action.
Hello, family, and welcome to another episode of the VT Podcast. Thank you so much for that fantastic and beautiful voice note all the way from the Northern Hemisphere you find yourself in, and we really appreciate your thoughts, your ideas, and some of the questions that you were sharing. I'm going to jump straight into it. The podcast we did last week was just such a standout success. Guys, the feedback has been unbelievable, right? Spiritual darkness. It's been absolutely unbelievable, the feedback that we've received from you. Those of you who identified with some of the things that I said. There are some of you, of course, as well, who were quite unhappy with some of the reference point. But let me tell you, I'm at the stage in my life where I'm comfortable being who I am and believing in what I believe. And I think there is nothing worse in the world than for men and women of virtue to be cowardice. We believe what we believe. We are who we are. And if we differ, then so be it. We differ. But I'm not going to change my beliefs because there are some, admittedly in this particular instance, this very, very small minority, who are unhappy with those beliefs. For those of you for whom you found resonance, and some of you who said thank you so much for sending such a courageous messaging at the time such as this, I want to say thank you for that feedback and thank you for the voice notes and thank you for all of the love that you shared. So this is what I wanted to talk about this week, and it jumps perfectly onto this specific question that was just asked here. Where do I go next in terms of my career? So this week's podcast is called Sponsors, Mentors, and Coaches. See, when you're building yourself up in whatever craft that you might be building yourself up in, whether you're a sportsman or woman, whether you are an artist, whether you are a person who's involved in commerce, whether you are in the humanities, perhaps you're into the dramatic arts, or you're a teacher or a nurse or any of these things, and whatever it is that is your chosen craft, all of us, to accelerate our growth across the landscape of whatever it is that chosen craft, if you want to really, really accelerate your growth, if you want to get on a rocket ship of growth and development to take yourself to the next level and yonder into the horizon of what it is that is your capability, what is it that you need to do? I learned over the years that there are three kinds of people you need in your life. And by the way, it's not either or. You actually need all of them. You need a coach. you need a mentor, and then you need a sponsor. What's the difference here? Now, I'm not going to give the scientific or academic understanding of what it is that is a coach. For those people, we default to your expertise and understanding. I'm going to talk here about how it is I frame what it is that is a coach and what coaches have done for me in my own growth and my own journey and my own next step. Then I'm going to do the same for mentors, and finally, I'm going to do the same for sponsors as well. So what then is the difference across each of these? First, the coach. The coach is the person who was with you on the sporting field. This is the person who is daily giving you the things that you need to do, the very task orientation of the set of things you need to do so that you can refine the level of performance you are at right now, right? And then ready yourself for the next stage of performance. And so, for instance, if you have a singing coach, for instance, they are literally with you as you are practicing your singing and coaching you through it. If you have a fitness coach, they are literally with you as you are in the gym coaching you through it, right? And any coach that you might have, whether it's a relationship coach, they are literally with you as you experience that relationship and are working with you through it. In my experience, coaches tend to be very task-oriented. They reflect to you the things you are doing and whether or not those things are moving you in the direction of your desires. The coach. Now, I've had several coaches in my life, and let me tell you that they are fantastic. The thing about coaches, though, is there is a level of intimacy you need to reach with the coach because they're so close to you. They're going to be giving you advice, feedback, insights, and often analytics and outcomes that might be very, very difficult to swallow. So you need somebody with whom you have a pronounced level of chemistry. You need somebody with whom there is a level of trust. In fact, I would even say that it should be a deep level of trust. There should be a high level of intimacy there so that you can trust this person, default to this person, believe and be believed by this particular person. That is your coach. Buyer beware, by the way, because not all coaches are the same. They come across this way, and some tend to follow a structured stochastic process that starts at stage A and goes to stage Z. Others tend to be quite experiential. They tend to be people who improvise in terms of how they practice their craft. They attune themselves to how you are and how you work and what you need done at the stage at which you are developing. And again, there are actually trained coaches out there. So as you look for one, ask for references and make sure that you talk to somebody who has a deep well of experience coaching others. The other thing to understand, of course, about coaching is this, is that coaching is also very, very dependent on the level at which you are. It's kind of one of those, in the words of Kanye West, results may vary, right? It's one of those expressions you see in the ads and the infomercials. The results will vary dependent on the coach. And so dependent on the stage of your career, you want to get a coach that's familiar with working with people at that stage. If you're at the early stages of your career, then you require a different kind of coaching to somebody who perhaps might be in middle management looking to make their way into the boardroom. If you are a young person playing a sport in high school, you require a very different level of coaching to the professional who is in the Premier League. Coaches, sure, but the level at which they work is very different. So you want to make sure then that as you're dealing with coaches, you get the coach that's worked at that level. And let me tell you, in the early days, I had a coach. I'll never forget. She meant really, really well, but she was just so, so underwater. She couldn't acclimatize, understand, or socialize herself in the world I was in. And so her feedback and her reflections and her advice was just completely off the mark. She wasn't able to add value to me based on the challenges that I was facing. She also wasn't able to deal with the issues I was dealing with. I was dealing with very deep technical issues, and she was trying to deal with me at a humanitarian level. And I was like, no, I'm good with my people. That's not the issue. It's the other stuff that I need help at. So make sure that you have a process of assessing the coach that they are, the level at which they have worked, get references for what they are able to do, and buyer beware. Test and try. go on a date with a few and see the one that works for you. So the first thing you need, my dear friend, is a coach. The second thing you need is a mentor. The coach is telling you what to do. The mentor will tell you why to do it. The mentor is the person who has walked the path that you are walking. Right. And I always explain it to people this way. A coach is a bit like having a road sign. The road sign will point you in a direction and give you the facts. And the facts are completely true. The road sign will say the town that you are headed towards is in this specific direction, 15 kilometers down. And the road sign is correct. That's the coach. The mentor is the road, not the road sign. The mentor has traveled that path. They know where every pothole and every crevice is. They have experienced the life that you are yet to experience. They, as they say in that beautiful Kiswahili expression, what an old man sitting under a tree can see a young man standing at the top of a hill cannot. They've been through it. They see the nuances that you don't even know are present. And that is the mentor. So when you're choosing a mentor, you're looking for a number of things. The first thing you're looking for is credibility. Are they credible at the specific thing you want them to mentor you at? The second thing you're looking for is experience. Have they done it? Because theory is just this, right? It's theory. Practice is different. Theory is the map. Practice is the drive. And so what you're looking for here is a mentor who actually has taken that drive. They've been on that road. They know where all of the bumps and curves are, and they can coach you through those. They can talk you through those. They can mentor you through those. In my life, I've had several mentors. I've got two right now. And these are people for whom, or rather people in whom I look when I am lost. These are people I go to and I go, I'm stuck at the stage here and I just don't know what to do. Or this for me in particular in the latter day has been a specific challenge. I'm finding myself dealing with the same issue. And every time I thought I dealt with it, this issue comes up again. What's the problem? Remember here that if you deal with a problem once, the problem is the problem. If you deal with a problem twice, you are. Because what it means is that you've not put in place the necessary mechanisms, mitigators, systems to ensure that that problem doesn't occur again. So now there is something you need to change. For those of you here that are in that relationship, that's just a constant loop of negativity. The relationship is not the problem. The person you're in the relationship with is not the problem. You are. You need to reset, rebase, rethink, and reformat. You need to fundamentally restructure the nature of that relationship and ask yourself the question, do I still even want to be in this relationship in the first place? And so the role of the mentor is to help you see what I call these negative loop cycles in your life that keep you stuck at the level at which you are stuck. One of the conversations I've been having with my mentor in the latter day is finding my voice. Just think about that. I'm Vusi Tembegwayo and I'm finding my voice. And so the conversation I was having with my mentor and I've been having with my mentor has been going something like this. It appears pretty clear to me that every time I verbalize what it is that I'm thinking, it causes a stir at some level or another. And sadly, I don't have the propensity to cloud lies. So I call out things as I see them. And the problem in the world today is that people are sensitive to things being told as they are. The truth, you see, is the enemy of everybody. And so if you're the one who speaks it by design, you become the enemy too. And so I've been having a conversation with my mentors about how can I lead a group of people down a particular path and not take unnecessary risks that deny us future opportunities just by speaking the truth. I must tell you here, and let me interrupt this broadcast to make this following point. The reason most people in business are quiet is because if they spoke out about what they actually believed, they wouldn't be in business. So it's not that they're silent out of wisdom. It's rather, frankly, in my mind, that they're silent out of acquiescence. So you want a mentor who's able to reflect to you, a mentor who's able to guide you, who's walked that path, who understands the landmines upon which you might come on the road. And then the third thing you need, my dear friend, you need a sponsor. Now, what's a sponsor? A sponsor is the person who is in the room when your name comes up with people who can fundamentally shift your trajectory. A sponsor is the person who is in the room when the centers of power are discussing something from which you might benefit. A sponsor is the person who is in the room when the whiff of cigar is whiffing through the air and your name is being discussed. And the question is, can we trust so-and-so? Can we do business with so-and-so? Does anybody know so-and-so? What can you tell me about how they work and how they show up and how they think? Is this somebody that we can bring into our circle? The sponsor should be the person who is in the room when those conversations are taking place. This is the person who should be lobbying for you when you don't have the opportunity to be in the room and lobby for yourself. So what it is then that you're looking for is a sponsor, somebody who moves at a level that you are not at yet and shouldn't be for the next 2-3 iterations of growth in your career. Even if you got promoted 2 or 3 times, you still shouldn't be at their level. That's how you know who your sponsor should be. And your sponsor should speak for you, which means you bear the responsibility of communicating to your sponsor. So what do I do with my sponsors? I just voluntarily communicate. I pick up the phone and I tell them what's happening. I send them an email to which they are not entitled, and I update them on shifts and changes. These are the people that if there is a bit of press about me that is going to go out, I will notify them first. Good or bad, these are the people I will tell. Good or bad. So they will never hear about me from a third source. They will always hear about me from me because they're my sponsors. They're the people that protect me when I'm not in the room. So, friends, family, today's podcast really is a functional one. It's about the things you need to put in place to make sure that the next level of your life is truly exactly that. It's next. It's exciting. It's growth. It's prospect. It's shooting the stars. That should be the next level of your life. And by the way, everyone you see around you whose career is growing doesn't know anything you don't. They just figured out how to make the system work. And for me, having the coach, the mentor, and the sponsor has been a fundamental shift in my own growth and my own trajectory. All right, friends, that is our podcast for this week. Don't forget to send us your notes on our WhatsApp line. We would love to hear from you about how you think this podcast speaks specifically to where you are right now and the things that you're going through. Don't forget to visit VT Club 100 and join our international mastermind, phenomenal growth-oriented people from all over the world, from Ghana to Guyana, right? From Trinidad and Tobago all the way down to Tokyo, who are part of an amazing community of growth-oriented people looking for mentorship through the VT Club 100. And those of you here who are entrepreneurs at the scaling stage of your business, don't forget to visit schoolofscale.co. Friends, family, get you a coach, get you a mentor, and get you a sponsor. Sayonara.
This podcast was proudly brought to you by My Growth Fund in partnership with Sound and Sounds Media.